2 Timothy chapter 2. You then, my child, be strengthened in the grace which is in Christ Jesus, and commit the things which you have heard from me, through many witnesses, to faithful men who will be competent to teach others too. So then, suffer affliction like a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in the affairs of civilian life, in order that he may please the one who enlisted him as a soldier. And if anyone contends, he does not win a crown unless he contends legitimately. The farmer who labours must be the first to partake of the fruits. Consider the things I am saying, and may the Lord give you understanding in all matters. Remember that Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, has been raised from the dead according to my gospel, on account of which I suffer affliction, even of bonds, like a criminal. But the word of God has not been bound. Therefore I endure all things for the sake of the elect, in order that they also may obtain salvation in Christ Jesus with age-abiding glory. The saying is faithful, for if we have died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he too will deny us. If we do not believe, he remains faithful, he cannot deny himself. Make mention of these things, solemnly urging in the presence of the Lord not to dispute about words serving no useful purpose, so subverting those listening. Be studious to present yourself approved to God, a workman with no cause for shame, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane empty talk, for it will serve to advance ungodliness even more, and their words will spread like gangrene, among whom are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have missed the mark concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection has already taken place, and they are overturning the faith of some. However, the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of the Lord avoid iniquity. But in a great house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also wooden ones and earthenware ones, and some are for honour, and others are for use without honour. Therefore, if anyone thoroughly cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honour, sanctified and useful to the Master, prepared for every good work. Flee youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. But decline foolish and ill-informed inquiries, knowing that they give rise to strifes. And a servant of the Lord must not strive, but he must be gentle to all, apt to teach, forbearing, in meekness teaching those who offer opposition, for the possibility that God gives them repentance, leading to acknowledgement of the truth, and that they regain a sober mind from the snare of the devil, having been taken alive by him at his will.